Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too.
Aw,
I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, Playmakers, what's going on?
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today on this episode. You got just Brittany and I here today.
It's our favorite time to just chit chat with you guys and catch up and, you know, just let you know where we've been.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before this and just catching up on life in general, because if you're new here, you probably don't know where we're located, but my name's Ashley. I'm located in Clemson. Brittany's located in Kentucky. And so when we started the podcast in Mississippi, we were always together, but now we use this time to kind of catch up as well. So welcome to our little chat that we're having to catch up with y'all.
We used to live down the street from each other and now we don't. So we have a lot to catch up on before we do these episodes.
Always, always. And this past weekend, at least in our household, we watched the Masters a little bit. Does Drew get into golf or what is he into?
Drew does. Yeah. And I love golf. Like, I actually love playing golf. I just cannot watch it. It's one of the sports I cannot watch on TV.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting is basketball is the same for me.
Really?
I love basketball. Like, I love watching it in person, but on TV for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I like watching baseball on TV, so I'm a weirdo. So
well, you played softball. Maybe you have like a little soft spot for baseball.
Yeah.
I think baseball's hard for me because it's just so long on the TV. Yeah. In person, it's like awesome. But on TV, I'm always so just like it drags out for me. And then for the Masters, it's funny. We watch it and Carson's super into it. But it makes me laugh because I feel like all men, not even just Carson, all men get into this like persona where it's like they are rooting for the professional golfer in a way of like another sport would operate. So we went and watched this for some friends and like, you know, someone would line up to hit a putt and they'd be like, oh man, okay, he better get this putt. It's like talking as if it was like a football game. Mm-hmm. And it cracks me up because I'm like, it's the most quiet, like a dainty, like very just, you know, easygoing sport. And you have people that are like cheering as if we're about to, you know, score a touchdown. So it makes me laugh.
Well, and I saw something today that was like, yeah, the Masters is like the one place where people go that are like, oh, well, like if he can't hit this, like I can. I truly can get in there and like do it. Like it's the one sport that like people play recreationally, like people play for fun. So then when they go, they're like, I feel like they get this heightened sense of like, oh, I could totally do this, although they definitely could not. It's just hilarious because it's not, you know, a lot of people don't play like pick up baseball, basketball, like very small select group of people do. So it's just so funny because all those people that go to the Masters, probably play golf in their free time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were fortunate enough to go last year for the first time. And I was dying laughing because by the end of the day, you catch yourself, like, if somebody misses a shot or that it's not good, you catch yourself making, like, judgment comments, like, oh, gosh, he missed that. I'm like, I can never. I
can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Like, try harder. And it's like, you're at the Masters. So we enjoyed it. We watched it. And, you know, we made some of the fun little menu food that goes with it. And
Yeah, it was good. Okay, so what would you do if you were, let's just say you were about to have a baby and your husband was playing in the Masters?
I know.
What would you do? What would you expect him to do?
Yeah.
Drew and I had a long conversation. Well, obviously I'm pregnant, so it was a little bit more, made a little more sense to have that conversation. But we were like, what would you do if that was you?
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. When we were watching it with friends, we were all talking about that too, because we were like, he knows that it's at any moment his wife, Scottie Scheffler, was, you know, due to have their first baby. And I don't know. We were battling back and forth with this in a conversation. And what I had said as my response was, if I knew this was one of the biggest moments of his career, I don't think I would call during the middle, because I just could not imagine him leaving when he's in a lead. Like, if he was, you know, sucking it up and he was like in the back, I'd be like, hey, yo, get in a car and come help me. But again, I don't know, because I'm not pregnant. So I don't know how I'd feel. What did you answer? What were you and Drew saying?
Well, I told Drew this also. Almost a similar situation happened when the Eagles and the Chiefs were playing. And Jason Kelce was, they were expecting their baby. And she was, and they were in the Super Bowl. And Drew and I had this conversation back then too. And I was like, if you're in the Super Bowl, if you had that opportunity to be in the Super Bowl, the national championship, let's just say you're the golfer in the Masters, I would be pissed if you left.
Yeah.
I would be so pissed if you didn't go to that. And like, I would try to be there. Like, if I could be there, I would be there. And if not, like, I wouldn't expect you to be at the birth.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would be hard to, you know, not have him there. But at the same point, I'm like, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Yeah.
I think it's tough too, because I couldn't imagine feeling that I took somebody from, you know, took my husband from that opportunity. And if it was, you know, it wouldn't be roles reversed, but if it was, I would expect, you know, the same support in that sense.
Yeah.
And I do think it's so interesting though, because that totally happens in our industry, which is wild. You know, our guys don't get PTO. It's really,
I'm like, any other game I would be pissed
if
he missed it. Like, if any other game and he was like, yeah, we're just going to play this away game so and so, like, I'd be mad. But like, a situation like that comes around once in a lifetime, I mean, Scottie he's won before, but still, like, it still is crazy, because I just think it's just such a cool opportunity. And the fact that, like, you'll be here, it's not like you're just not coming ever. Like, you're gonna go, you're gonna win the Masters and then come see your baby after. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so cool. I was looking at some of the little graphics that came out, like, on Instagram about him and the amount of winnings he has collected in the past 35 days or 36 days, whatever it was, is insane. Like, so more power to him. That is amazing that he won, and we loved watching it because I think he's a good dude. So I was all about it. And then also, for the first time, you know, for me personally, I was sucked into women's basketball this year. I really was. And I feel like I became a super fan because I loved the story. Like, I loved Caitlin Clark's story. Like, I really did.
Yeah, no, she's an amazing athlete. She really is. And you know what's interesting is I've heard that from so many people that aren't sports fans, that were like, I just love watching her. And I'm like, that's so cool that she can draw that up, because a lot of the time it's not the women athletes that do that draw the crowd. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was so neat because they had the draft last night when we're recording this today, but it was last night, and she wore her sponsored outfit, which was all by Prada. And I was like, that's the way that we need to make a move here, because she literally had a full designed outfit. And it was so cool. So I was happy to see it. And I loved the story. And even the LSU basketball team, I was like sucked into their story too. I really liked watching. And so Carson and I, like, we would set reminders to, like, watch the different games to keep up with it all. And March Madness, you basketball wives out there, woo, you guys made it. That was a long
season. I watched
it
for the first time this year. This was the first year that I watched March Madness, and I made a bracket. Drew and I got really into it. It happened to be, like, we're on spring break right before it started. So he was, like, explaining the process to me, and we were going through. We watched, like, YouTube videos on, like, who we should pick. I mean, my team won. I would just like to say that. I didn't do great on my overall bracket, but it was kind of fun to being able to, like, root for somebody that, because we root for the people that we know in this industry, which is also fun. But that was kind of cool. I'd never done that before.
Yeah, I haven't done a bracket before, but it's definitely on the list because I think there is so much enjoyment of just being a part of a, you know, a sport and watching it through a tournament and seeing how everything plays out. I thought it was really cool. And Brittany and I were chatting because we have a very unique collaboration coming up this next week, which we are so excited about. And if you have been a playmaker for a while, we have always supported the Big Man Foundation. Casey came on and did an episode a while back and explained basically the passion behind it, the meaning of it all. And so Casey reached out and said, hey, we would love to do a community health week for your playmakers, as well as the coaches, players behind the foundation that support the foundation. So we said, of course, yes. So we have that week coming up.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. You know, it's always important for us in general. We talk about this all the time. Both of us love to work out and focus on our physical health, but also mental health. We talk about this as well on the podcast. You know, it's good to find help if you need it. And we're really passionate about that. And so when Casey came to us with that proposal, we were like, yeah, this definitely fits our mission. It fits everything that we talk about all the time. Being able to really hone into your own identity and make sure that you're on the right path physically, mentally, all of that. And also helping your significant other too, because I think it's a team effort, you know? If you're going to be focusing on all those things, you also want your significant other to be focusing on those things. It helps you. You guys can keep each other accountable. And that's kind of our goal for next week. We'll also link the episode with the Big Man Foundation in the show notes. So if you want to go back and listen to their mission, it's a really, really cool foundation.
Yeah, it's really neat. And it's very well done. And we're excited to be a part of it. We'll be sharing posts and collaboration and maybe something a little fun for y'all that you will get to interact and be a part of, and maybe something fun that you might be able to enter to win. So we won't give away too much.
We love giving away free things.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, so we will definitely give you more information on that, but we're excited just because y'all know that as part of this community, we make that a top priority and truly turning your perspective into purpose with what you do and why we are part of the industry. So we're excited about it. And Brittany, this week also lands on top of your due date.
Yeah.
We're planning ahead a little bit here. So how are you feeling? Yeah. How's everything going?
I'm feeling very out of breath. If you can't tell, I can barely breathe over here. I'm like, oh my gosh, I am very uncomfortable. This baby is... they're getting big.
Yeah.
They're getting big.
So close.
But I'm feeling good overall. Ready to get this baby out. They have been given the eviction notice and they will be vacating soon.
Yeah.
In, well, when we're recording this, 10 days is my due date. So
yeah,
hopefully before that.
I know.
But we will see.
You know, it's going to be great. And we were talking before we started recording. And, you know, it's funny. A lot of social media, as y'all know, it can totally paint a picture that everything is just beautiful and you're going to be glowing and it's glorious. And I don't know. And so I think it has been so refreshing because I will ask Brittany, I have never gone through this process. And so asking her how she's doing, she just keeps it real, y'all. And it is no, easy journey by any means. I want to know just like, what have you done to kind of prepare yourself? Like, is the bag packed? Are the nurse baskets made? Like, what have you been doing?
Yeah, all of that is done. You know, I'm a type A planner. So like that, you know, we got the nursery done, although our kid will probably never set foot in the nursery because we'll probably move by the time they transfer. You know, it's like, it's so funny, but it's it's a thing that I had to do for myself because I also wanted all of that stuff that we were getting, which we were so fortunate to get, to have a place.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how I am. I deep cleaned our refrigerator this weekend.
You're nesting.
I don't know. I have no clue. I've never deep cleaned our refrigerator since we've lived here for a year. So probably needed to get done, actually. Wash all of the windows.
Man.
Not sure why.
You were ready. Ready.
Well, I kept thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm going to want to have like natural light coming in and like I'm not going to want to stare at the dog prints on the window. So I did that. I got our hospital bag has been packed for, I'll be 39 weeks on Friday, and our doctor told us to pack it by 36.
Mm-hmm.
So my stuff is packed. Drew's not so much. And I organized it because I'm like, okay, every time I put something in, I'm like, okay, this is where this is. Like, do you want me to put the labels on it? And he was like, you just want to use your label maker. I'm like, yeah, I did buy a label maker that, like, maybe I just wanted to use. He's like, Brittany, it's not that hard. There's, like, three bags. Like, I'll find it somehow. I separated things out, so, because I'm a psycho. I separated it out, and I have a labor bag.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all of our stuff in it for labor. And then we get moved to a different room postpartum for like staying. So the labor bag has like all the stuff that I'd want. Like it has a fan, it has gum. I got an essential oil diffuser. I got my own robe, things like that that I'm going to need. And then like my hospital bag has like all of my like overnight stuff. So, and then the baby bag. Drew has not packed a single thing yet. So
it's going to be on a whim. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that goes to show you the differences between us. I made two nurses' baskets, so those are ready. And then we've got our car seat in the car. We've had that in since 36 weeks.
Yeah.
We haven't practiced taking it out of the car. And I was telling Drew, I'm like, you might want to do that because you are the one that's going to be taking it out by yourself. So you better figure out, like,
what to
do. You
don't
want to be that person in the parking lot trying to, like, yank the car seat out when people are like walking by like first time dad over here. Yeah.
Yes. I just think it's so funny. And you know, there's so many reels I always see where the, you know, dad is walking out of the hospital and putting the car seat in the car, and just the overall just like prep before you go to the hospital always makes me laugh because I feel like, yeah, us as women, we're like so organized, we're prepared. And then you would, mm-hmm, think like with the guys being in the field that they are, that they would be cool, calm, collected, everything ready to go. But I feel like everybody acts so different, like in the moment once you have to go actually physically go to the hospital, you know?
Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated on how Drew acts once we actually have to go to the hospital. Yeah. But he's cool, calm, and collected now. Yep. We'll see how that goes once we actually have to leave. But no. Yeah, we're getting there. And, you know, honestly, it's been a long 9+ months. Yeah. But it hasn't been terrible. The whole thing hasn't been terrible. Weeks 20 to 32 weren't bad. I was like, that was actually like a decent time. I felt okay. But honestly, I think people all have their different experiences. You know, everyone has something different that happens, and I just can't wait to have a cocktail, honestly. And that's what I keep talking about, is like, what is my first drink?
Yeah, what is it? Because, what is it gonna be?
Well, I'm thinking spicy margarita. Yep. But I also really want Drew to bring champagne to the hospital, so
maybe spicy margarita champagne. And a sip of champagne, maybe.
I think
a little
both
of
would be great. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't really all eat like drinks. Sushi too much, because I was thinking, I was like, maybe you could have, you know.
Oh, I love sushi.
But like, would that be your first meal? That's not like what you've missed any, you think?
Oh, I've missed sushi.
You've missed sushi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want good sushi. So I was telling Drew, I'm like, we kind of need to wait till we go to California. Nothing against Kentucky sushi.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's okay. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. But like my first time back, I'm like, no, I need the Vuv. I need the like real sushi.
Yeah.
I need like the
good
real
stuff.
Experience. Yeah. But I haven't had any like cravings or anything like that. So,
yeah,
I mean, nothing crazy that I've missed besides like drinking, which makes me sound like an alcoholic. I'm really not.
No, just, I get it. I totally get
it. 9+ months is a long time.
It is a long time. And then also like being a part of the, you know, football season and everything else, like it's, yeah, a social thing too, like tailgate, all the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely get it. And have you had anybody give you like advice where you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And you don't have to share what the advice is, but I always feel like people love to tell you what you need to do. Like, I remember mm-hmm. when we were getting married, people would always say, well, wait till you've been married for 5 years. And you're like, well, great. Yeah. Like, I, you know, I always thought it was so weird.
There's so much like you don't know. Yeah. So there's a lot of like, it's weird. It's kind of a weird culture where we don't talk about it a ton. And then like you get in the moment, you're like, oh, I have no clue what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, well, no one knows what they're doing. And I'm like, yeah, but why don't we talk about like more, you know, some tips and things like that. So it's been really helpful to have like friends and stuff that are going along the same journey at the same time as me. But yeah, I had at my event in February, March, whenever that was, I had these two ladies that like I don't even really know that well sit me down and like tell me, we talked about babies and like being in the hospital and all these things for like literally 45 minutes. And I'm like, this is unsolicited advice that like I don't even know you. Like, at least for my friends, my family, like I don't, that stuff I appreciate, because even if I don't utilize that advice or if I don't take it myself or things are different for me, that's totally different. But I'm like, these people, I don't even know you. And you're sitting me down and telling me like all about like what I need to be doing in the hospital and like postpartum and like babies and all this stuff. So it was just, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. I do wonder why people don't talk about it. Cause even with us just sitting here chatting, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so many questions. But maybe it's because mm-hmm. there's so many ways to do something that you don't talk about it a lot. I have no idea why women don't share, like, hey, when you are feeling this, this is what this means. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Like, I think I was telling Ashley this too, like going to the doctor and everything, they'll be like, okay, do you have any questions? And I'm like, what am I supposed to, I don't have any questions that I, you know, thought about, but what can you tell me? Because I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm supposed to experience. Like, they're like, have you had any contractions? Well, what does a contraction feel like? You know? And I was telling Ashley too, I'm like, what does the baby feel like when they're moving around? Like, it's such a weird thing that, like, I guess you can't really explain until you experience, which is why people don't talk about it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like, now you're going to have to, like, share your experience, like, once you get into the groove of things and, you know, be like, well, this is what's happening in our household.
Yeah, we're from the seat of our pants, so who knows?
Like, I feel like, did you and Drew do, like a baby doll, like pretend to, you know, do a diaper?
Lamaze classes?
Do anything?
No, yeah. No, Drew and I have, okay, this is hilarious. Drew and I have never changed a diaper before. We also have never held a newborn before. The youngest baby I've held is probably like a month old. So we're really just, honestly, we're just rolling with it. Yeah.
That'll be fine.
We're like, you know what? It's, how hard is it to change a diaper? I mean, like, my cousin took me to diaper school over Christmas and made me watch her change her son's diaper. And she was like, okay, do this. So, I mean, I know how to change a diaper. It's not that I don't know how to. I just have never done it. Yeah. So.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great. But this weekend, y'all have your spring game and then you haven't done that yet. So I know Drew will be there, obviously, and you're going to just hang out because just in case. Totally get it.
Yeah.
But we had yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have ours, and it was kind of a weird, surreal moment because I totally felt like we just did this. Like, I had that moment where I was standing on the field and I was kind of like, oh my gosh, we've been in one spot for a whole year. It's so weird. Yeah. And a full circle moment. I was like, wow. But it was great. The fans are always great. They came, and I think the attendance, I mean, it's a crazy spring game.
It looks like so much fun.
Yeah, like, it's fun. They treat it like a football game.
Our spring game is not like that. So I'm not really upset about missing it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
It is not like that.
Yeah.
Yours is like a whole experience. We were watching it on TV.
Yeah, it was wild because the fans like tailgate. They treat it as if it's like a game day. And
yeah.
I had never experienced it until last year, obviously, but there was like 50,000 people there. And I'm like, they turn up for a game against themselves, which makes me laugh so hard. It was the team divided in half, you know, and they do a full scrimmage. Mm-hmm. But it was so funny because, I mean, they were cheering as if it was a game. So it was a lot of fun.
Who won?
The orange team did, which is, that's what Carson's team was. So that's exciting. Yeah. So orange team did win. And then we basically finished up.
Did they get to pick their team? Like, did they do like a draft type of thing? Like,
yes, I don't. Okay. I don't remember how the draft works or how it goes, but basically Dabo assigns the two coaches. So he's actually not acting as a head coach during the spring game. And it's the two other coaches that he basically says, you will be an honorary coach. And they split into two.
Okay.
So it was so interesting because they did. They had the team split in half. But it just cracked me up because it was like you would, there would be like a really good play and everyone would cheer and there'd be another really good play and then everyone would cheer. So it's like you're cheering double. Yeah,
you're cheering the whole time.
The whole time. So it was good.
Like, we're not mad about this. We're happy either way.
I know. And it was good. So like the fans turned up and it was a beautiful day. And I can never get it right, though. Every time there is some type of game like in the spring or like the spring game or a game like the first fall game, I burn myself in some way every single time. I even put on sunscreen this time and my head got burned. And I'm like, how did I do this? And then my dress that I was wearing, I shared with y'all like on the Instagram stories, it had, I guess because of my clear bag, the strap to my clear bag pushed my dress over a little bit. So I have this weird boob triangle sunburn that's like half sunburn to the right. Gosh. So I was like, great. So I don't even know. I can't figure it out. Maybe I just need to wear like a turtleneck every time.
You need like one of those huge sun hats.
Yeah.
Like you've seen those
big
ones.
Floppy hats. And just put like a big old paw like on the side.
Like a sombrero type hat. Like, I love it. That's what we're going to get you for next year.
I know, like a big paw. I know. It'll be good, though. It's just weird because now spring ball is over for us. And what's funny is I don't know if any of y'all football ladies feel like this out there, but once they're done, it's this weird gap between, yes, recruiting, but it's a weird gap between the recruiting and then obviously camps in the summer. So it's strange because you like, for me, my routine usually bases around what kind of Carson's doing. And now I'm like, oh, you're home at the same time every single day right now. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for the summer? Do you have any summer plans?
Yeah, we are going to go to Colorado. We're going in June. And it's so funny. So Brittany and I were just talking about like before we started recording our careers and stuff, like our jobs and we have, for me and my work, I have the same event every single year in July. And it literally lands on top of the week that the guys are out every single time. So I always lose that week of vacation with Carson because I can't take off because I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of a bummer because, you know, they have such set schedules that for us, if it was like a normal corporate job, they could take off. Oh, let's go somewhere this week or whatever. But I always lose that 1 week. So anyway, we're going to fit it in the very first week that he gets off and go to Colorado for a week and do that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You guys are going opposite because you guys go beach and then mountains.
I know. Mountains. It's mountains this year.
Mountain year.
I know.
It's a mountain year.
I know. And
Ashley's favorite.
I know. I need to figure it out. If y'all have any advice, like I literally blow up like a balloon every time I'm in Colorado. Like every inch of my body is swollen. My face is swollen. Like I don't even like taking pictures because I look like the blueberry from Willy Wonka. That's what I feel like. Like it's just swollen all the time. I've tried everything. But yes, so we're going to go enjoy Colorado. I am grateful that I get to go. But yeah, I'm a beach girl through and through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beach is the best.
So what are y'all going to do? Are you going to take baby on to the beach or what are you guys doing?
We are.
That's exciting.
We are going to go to California at the end of June, beginning of July. Drew has like a speaking thing that he's doing, which works out perfect. So we're going to take baby on their first flight at the end of June.
It's exciting.
And then he's going on a bachelor party at the end of July in Austin. So I said, I'm going to tag along and come and not go to the bachelor party, obviously. But then his brother and sister and like the kids can meet the baby and all
that.
So we're going to do that at the end of July. We're going to go for like a week and hang with his family. So we get to see both of our families this summer, which will be nice.
Yeah. And how is work and stuff going? We were talking about this, you know, over the past couple of years, Brittany and I's main goal, we would love to just dive in full force 40 plus hours a week into more than a season, but that is not the case right now. And for us, we're really, at least I won't speak for Brittany, but at least for me, I'm coming to the realization that, you know, I'm not going to be the president of a company, or I'm not going to be the CEO or startup founder of something. And it's a really hard reality. And I know that this group can especially relate, because you start to realize that the people that are starting in roles or company, the company that you work for, are starting to catch up with you because they're in office. And at least for me, that's the situation that I'm in right now.
Yeah. I think it's interesting too, because I don't have any desire to be a VP or anything like that. I think before I met Drew, I just wanted to like climb the corporate ladder, and like that was kind of my priority. But then I don't know, I just, as I kind of got into that, I was like, you know, that's not really me. Like, I like having a work-life balance. I like traveling. I like not feeling attached to my phone and my computer and all that. So not necessarily the fact that, I mean, obviously the sports industry does have a huge impact because you're not in person, and a lot of those opportunities are for people in person. But I think also just myself, like, I changed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you. No, I agree. I think this past year, I don't know if it's because I hit 30 and then I had all these realizations all of a sudden, all this wisdom just poured into me. No, I felt like over the past year, I really started to realize, I was like, oh, just because, you know, I don't make it all the way to the top doesn't deem you as, you know, a failure or anything else. But I will say, growing up, that's what was like ingrained in me, is like, you are the best of the best. Like, you keep climbing, like, you keep pushing. And I think that was kind of a culture thing too, like with our generation, is like, you have to keep fitting in this like cookie cutter role kind of thing. And then you get the sports industry thrown in on you, and you start to realize like, oh, my path looks so different compared to everyone that I work with. And so I just had a moment like today that I was, you know, on a call for work, and I was sharing with Brittany, I had some people that were very, very new talking about their experience, which nothing wrong with that by any means, but it made me feel, I was like, I am so old. And these people, because they're in office, which is totally, totally great for them, are like catching up with me because I'm not there in person. So it was kind of one of those weird things. And I feel like I'm starting to realize that my priority should not be what role I'm in, but what I'm doing or how I'm impacting others, which it still is tough. Like, I'm speaking as if this is like easy, but it's difficult.
Well, I think there's also a benefit of like being remote too. Like, you think about it in their perspective, right? Like, it's a lot harder to go into an office every single day.
Yeah.
And like, you have the benefit of like working from home and like making your own schedule. So it's like a give and a take.
Oh,
where
totally.
Yeah, so
totally. And I'm, you know, I'm thankful for the remote work and what we get to do. You know, we get to travel and see different places and, you know, be fortunate enough to do that. I think I just had one of those moments today where I was like, whoa, this is so different than what I thought. And I, you know, I think it's just for everyone. It's weird because we are asked as the significant other to be a support role, as well as you continue your work as, you know, as the significant other to someone in the sports industry. So,
well, and it's interesting how things change too, kind of throughout the years. And like, as you move around or, you know, grow in your role in the corporate industry, it's so different. So things are constantly changing, but I feel like it's like one of those things where you always envision yourself to like continue to grow in that role. And maybe you might not. You might stay a manager for 20 years and it might be totally perfect, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so true. And I think realizing like your worth, and this is for everyone, like on the podcast too, that if you are working, like realizing your worth is not tied up again in your title, just as how we say that for your significant other, like how you're a part of the community. So I'm saying this out loud as a reminder to myself too, because sometimes it'll get you. It'll definitely get to you. So, but yeah, it'll be good. And I think over time, our main goal would be to, of course, be full force more than a season. Yep. So we're going to speak it into existence right now. It will happen.
We are. Yep. It's going to happen. I've been listening to a lot of Mel Robbins podcasts. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you listen to her podcast, but very inspiring. And I feel like a lot of that is like speaking things into existence and also doing the work behind it, right? Like speaking it to into existence and then also keeping yourself accountable in doing all the things that you need to be doing. So
yeah,
we're going to do that.
We are. We totally
are.
We're
going to get there.
We will. And we will keep y'all updated on Brittany's journey. I will let y'all know when she is safe and baby is here. So we will keep everyone updated on that. And we appreciate you being a part of the community. You know where to find us. We're on Instagram, TikTok, working on getting on there a little bit more.
Yeah. Yep.
All the other social media platforms. But y'all, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We love talking to y'all. And y'all are, of course, the best community that there is.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode on More Than a Season Podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram at More Than a Season Podcast or on TikTok at More Than a Season for the latest updates.
If you have enjoyed this episode, please download, subscribe, and leave us a review on your choice of platform.
See you next time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.